welcome to Check Out This Guy. This is the podcast where we're wandering the streets and also making up the streets as we wander them. That's why they call this podcast, Wandering in the Streets, Creating in the Sheets, parentheses, character sheets. I'm Emery, my pronouns are they, she, he. That, was that anything? I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't.
Thank you for your honesty.
Hello, everyone. We're interviewing people on the street for our new segment, Magic on the Street. It's going to be cool, and we love it. I wrote that on the document. Just check the Word document that I opened up.
Wow.
I'm Morg. My pronouns are they, he, and we are here to ask you, what is your favorite magic trick? I'm holding out a microphone.
My favorite magic trick is one where I pick a card and then you tell me what the card is. It's never not impressive that you know what card.
So true. How about you? I'm pointing to you, Izzy.
Yes, but I haven't gotten to do my intro.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Izzy, and I'm a bundle of anxiety right now. Hooray!
Hooray.
Would you like a magic trick to make you less anxious?
My favorite magic trick might be if I can just disappear.
Let's go. Okay.
Let's go.
Maybe we'll just make some fucking rabbits that can disappear into hats. I think that would be kind of funny.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? We've got to put the rabbit district in our virtuals. We're playing a game called I'm Sorry, Did You Say Street Magic? And we're going to use it to construct a virtual online VR space within the universe of our streaming robot internet setting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Morg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this game doesn't actually have anything to do with street magic or illusions.
But,
well, it could.
It could.
It could, but it doesn't by default.
But that's the beauty of this game. I don't know actually anything about this game. Emery is mostly going to be the one, even though I was the one that fucking went crazy and started interviewing people. Emery is the one that actually knows the game the best.
Yeah, and if I know the game the best, I've been skimming some of the pages today.
That's ideal, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think that's like, especially since like this is going to be just like a podcast episode, so it shouldn't be too long anyway. We're not playing a full game. We're just like prompt. I'm gonna keep mm-hmm. using the word prompt, but that's not the right word, I guess. But yeah,
we're probably gonna be playing a little bit fast and loose with the rules here. We're more interested, I think, in just like generating some spaces and some characters more than we are like, I guess, like the more role playing heavy aspect of this game. But yeah, I think we're gonna have a good time, hopefully.
So where do we start, I suppose?
All right, I think. Yeah, so basically, I think, like, the structure of this game, basically, we come up with a name for our quote-unquote city, and then, you know, each round, we go around and we come up with either a neighborhood, landmark, or resident. And, you know, landmarks fall within neighborhoods, like residents hang around landmarks. So we got kind of this three-tiered hierarchy. And yeah, we just kind of describe, like, what's in this city. And then, you know, there's also, events, which are like the more kind of role-playing I'll just say it. I'll just read straight from the book here. Finish the round by showing how the city changes. Whoever declared the compass declares the event. Starting with a player to the left, each player takes on a voice of the city and either asks a question, states an opinion, or shows a consequence.
It sounds a little bit... like, not to compare this to other games, like, it's definitely its own game, but that sounds kind of like the projects in, like, Quiet Year. So, like, you mm-hmm. kind of make, like, the little, like, you, like, draw a little, like, thingy on the map, but, like, you know, less drawing here. We're just, like, describing it. And maybe you might even have, like, a person, like, talking and stuff. And, like, that's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't do, like, you don't draw, like... from a 52 card deck for this, though.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's a little more freeform, it's a little more freewheeling, it's a little more, like, player-generated mm-hmm. in terms of the prompts. Yeah, instead of using note cards, I have a shared Google Doc right here. I think we're just going to, instead of doing, instead of doing note cards, we'll just do, like, headings and subheadings. That'll be... I think that'll make plenty of sense.
I can cross... I can delete all this shit. I was just doing stuff before the podcast.
Okay. So, yeah. I think first thing we do is set the tone. So, reading from the book here... The first part of creating our city is establishing its tone, the color and texture of the setting we want to explore. As a table, let's decide on three adjectives that will set the mood of our city. We should pick at least one from the list below, but we don't have to limit ourselves to these options. So this is page 12. Is everyone looking at the list?
Yes.
They have, like, example ones in the first one, don't they? Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I have it. Setting the tone. Cool. Ooh, I like the word sprawling.
Sprawling. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. This is like an internet place, so I think it's obviously gonna be like, you know, as huge as, you know, its user base. So pretty big. I think there's going to be, like...
I think we're just reinventing VR chat.
I mean, yeah, but we're doing it...
We're doing it our way.
In our way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's VR chat with streamers who pilot mechs. So yeah, I think another adjective that would probably fit us well would be eclectic.
Yeah.
Since, just... maybe it's not too helpful to say that, like, this is, you know, everything is here. It's the internet. But you know what? I think, you know what? Maybe we can focus this down a little more to be like, okay, this is maybe the section of the VR chat internet where all the fucking streamers go to hang out.
Gross. It's so they don't have to hang out. It's so they don't have to hang out in person.
Exactly, yeah.
Except they do, because we all feel it. Because I already established that by accident. Oops.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
The smell is incredible.
Oh!
Is that no. Our third adjective? Is
smelly.
It
smelly?
No. I do not want VR smell-o-vision.
What if it just has, like, smelly vibes? It's like, oh, all the smelliest people on the internet are here.
Tell me, do you think we're going to enjoy ourselves if that's what we're working with?
No.
Then let's not.
Give one of us a fucking migraine.
Sometimes suffering is funny, though.
So true. That's why I kind of wanted to pick, like, a word like gritty, because suffering is funny. Gritty. Not gritty like the fucking mascot.
I mean, if we want to narrow it down further, maybe this is kind of like, again, because I have a real life basis thing that I can put my understanding of this around. Like, there are VR chat worlds where, like, they set up games, like, for example, there's an Amogus, or a version of Amogus that you can play in VR chat, and various other games like that.
Yeah.
Kind of get ported in because you can set up the rule. Like, you can set up your avatar in that to do whatever the hell you want if you can program it, and kind of similarly with the worlds too.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. We
So maybe you know, something like a Dead by Daylight world or something. I don't know. Ooh. Y'all pick like the gamer type of game. Probably not a horror game.
Yeah, I was like, Dead by Daylight's horror, kind of. Like, yeah, it's, I mean,
well, I mean, I know what I just said goes exactly against the two previously posited objectives, the adjectives that Emmy said, though.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Smelly and
eclectic and sprawling?
I think horror shit's eclectic, and like video games can be eclectic.
For our third adjective, I was thinking about exclusive, because if this is the place for the streamers, and as we've established, streamers are a higher class of people in this world, maybe there is kind of this air of exclusivity to it, and maybe this sort of like perceived self-importance to it, you know? Yeah. I think, you know, maybe it's like a bunch of kind of places that are like trying to be sort of like high class and exclusive, but also like the smelly internet idea of exclusivity.
I had an idea, and this requires exiting the game momentarily.
Uh-huh.
So...
You barely started the game.
I know, but this goes to something outside of this subsetting to our greater world outside of this VR.
Okay.
And like, this just had me have the idea of, you know... The characters that we've established are gamers and streamers.
Mm-hmm.
Is gaming in this world just full dive VR?
I don't
know, because as we've established,
I mean the gaming part of the streaming of games, like the dancing thing, is a separate thing from being a game.
I don't think it is, because then there would be no purpose to my gamer mouse having cybernetic modifications to turn her into a gamer mouse, if gamer mice aren't a thing that are used to play games anymore.
Okay, that's fair.
You gotta have mice in order to have mice, so true.
That's right.
Maybe she just wanted to look a little old school, though.
Yeah, maybe she's retro.
She's a little retro with it. Like, she looks the most modern, but she's actually, like, to our, like, peon eyes, but, like, she's actually pretty retro as far as things go. And, like, the one that has, like, the most, like, I guess, I don't know, mine would probably be the one that's the most, like, high tech, because I feel like the magic of the void... alive is what technology's going towards. That's what I'm saying right now.
I'm kind of thinking about this, because I think if it is full dive, then that like that kind of gives us the trade-off.
What the
of,
fuck is
like,
full dive? I'm sorry. I'm not a gamer, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's like it's the Sword Art Online VR that kills you if you die for real.
Well, that's true. I guess we do want that is the thing, because this is like not a great place. Like, it's a great place, but it's not a great place.
Yeah. You know? Well, hold up. Emmy and I are both watching Shangri-La Frontier. That's full dive VR that does not have any Adverse effects, other than being a nerd.
I mean, it's way funnier if it kills you, though.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Sword Art Online, they at least, like, secretly included a microwave in the physical headsets specifically to kill people.
Yeah, that's what this is too.
This anime's stupid. I don't know anything about Sword Art Online other than you die in the game, you die in real life, of course.
Yeah, but only if you were using that one particular headset.
Gotcha.
Because they specifically engineered it to kill people.
Yeah.
Jeremy Rich uses that headset, but like he somehow right. doesn't die, even though he sucks.
Yeah. Well, because he's a Dompier. It's a microwave, right. Not a sun lamp.
True. It just kind of hurts. It's like, ow, this sucks.
Yeah, so like, here's the thing about that, and I know that I have distracted us from what we're supposed to be doing.
No, this is what we're doing. We're doing the nitty-gritty of the VR, that's correct. Yeah.
But it's really funny to me that Sword Art Online, like, it's not even that if you die in the game, you die in real life. It's just that if you die in the game, it just sends the signal to the headset to enact the microwave.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's not a damage you take goes over to real life or anything. Like it's just
it's not like
it's
Matrix.
Doing it in the stupidest way possible.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that it's like, yeah, we're gonna make the evil headsets. Like, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. Why? For fun.
Do a social experiment.
Oh my god. Cole Sprouse is in charge of the VR. Oh no. This means nothing to anyone. I'm sorry.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I was almost a Sword Art Online fan.
That's fine.
Because it had some really cool ideas. And, like, it started out doing interesting things with transhumanism.
Yeah.
And then it just almost immediately threw it all away to be, like, generic anime bullshit.
It's fine. At least you weren't a Hitalia fan. Let's move on so I don't have to think about that.
That's been mentioned multiple times recently, and I've just... Please don't explain, but I just want you to know I don't even know what that is.
Good. Don't find out.
I won't.
All right. So we have our three adjectives.
Exclusive, sprawling, what was the first one you said?
Eclectic.
Eclectic. Mm-hmm. That's the word. What if it was also hungry? Like, the VR world is hungry for souls. Is that, like, stupid and edgy? I'm sorry. I don't know. But, like, we're...
Yes, but can we include it anyway?
Like it's kind of just a background, like, fact everyone knows about. Like, yeah, like, someone has to be in the VR world. At least one person has to be there, or else, like, something bad happens.
Yeah, I'm also staring at the other thing that's been typed into the document.
Yes, I'm naming this city the Microwave Factory.
Yes! That's so good. Let's tie it fucking back. Yes, perfect.
I don't know why people call it that. Maybe I don't know why people call it that.
Uh-huh.
We can figure it out as we play.
Welcome to the Microwave Factory.
So I'm going to okay, so let's start. First round, I'm declaring a compass, and compass is just kind of like a focus for the round. Just kind of a sort of a guidepost to be like, okay, we're gonna focus on things relating to this topic. And I want the compass to be hub. I think, like, starting off, we want to sort of make a sort of, like, town square, like, you know, gathering place that sort of can be, like, an in-between place for a lot of other spaces. So.
So, yeah, you did the compass. That's supposed to set up the theming. Everything we each go around and name a thing that's either a location, a neighborhood, a landmark, or a resident, and they're all supposed to tie back into that theme established by the compass.
Yep.
But the theme's like hub, right? So like it's pretty general theme. So like we could just go for like I want to go for something like kind of simple first of all, and I think we have to have a diner.
Okay. Yeah. That can be a landmark.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna use header 2 for neighborhoods, header 3 for landmarks.
Yeah.
So come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Do some people just live here full time? Like I mentioned, there has to be at least one person in the virtual world, but you talked about neighborhoods, so it makes me think there's people that are just like, they never leave. Which is fascinating.
I think there are definitely, like, people who, like, regularly show up in places whenever they log on. Maybe there are people who are in a certain place permanently, who could say.
That's so scary. I guess that's the one difference between real life, is that, like, you can just stay there.
Let's see. So, what is the name of this diner?
My brain unfortunately went to Melrose Diner first, because that's the song by the Wonder Years that gets stuck in my head, like, once a month. But if you want to, like, not name it after a song, we could just,
What if it was the Meta Rose Diner?
Sure, yeah. This sucks.
I hit it here.
The sign outside is a very intricate three-dimensional polygonal rose.
Yeah. It's, like, hard to read, but, like, it is the sign, technically.
I'm writing all this down.
Perfect. So that's probably, yeah. I feel like it's kind of a popular place, and yet it never feels, like, fully crowded. Like, maybe there's something, like, going on with, like, people logging into different servers without us really realizing. But, like, you never run into, like, even though it's popular, yeah, like I said, it doesn't feel crowded. Is this, like, too specific? I just had, like, an image in my mind of, like, ooh, a crowded diner kind of sucks sometimes. What if this place didn't fully suck? Just a little suck, you know?
Oh, I was gonna say one of our adjectives was sprawling, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah, I replaced it with hungry. This is an exclusive place. It's not as sprawling as the whole wider internet.
Oh, okay. Then we have hungry twice. Sorry about that. Let me delete the other one. Hungy. This place is very hungy. Times two. Oh, I love this picture in the rule book that has, like, fish and a bus stop. That's fun.
So when we describe a landmark, we come up with a title, an address, and a true name. Title, the Meta Rose Diner. Address, I think, like, where is this, like, you know, in relation to like other things. Maybe we can come back and figure that out more once we've established a few more landmarks.
Wait, I don't see anything about an ad. Oh, that's neighborhood. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
And a true name. I'm not sure I know exactly what that means. Yeah, maybe we can do, like, brief descriptions instead of all those things. That might make a little more sense for what we're doing here.
Yeah, I think it's because, it's very, the whole, like, true name, it's because it's magic, right? Like, it has magic of its own. It's, like, a very earthsea vibe, you know? Like, they probably, like, we don't have to give it, like, an actual name, but I think it's more just, like, descriptive words to paint the neighborhood. I think it literally says that, actually, in the true name, like, for the neighborhood, it's just descriptions. Like,
yeah.
It's so you have, like, the magic of the place. Like, yeah. It's more physical than just, like, wow, Melrose or Meadowrose Diner. It's a diner. But, like, I already described some things about it, right? Like, it's, I don't know how I would word it to be, like, it doesn't feel crowded. Yeah. But it doesn't feel spacious, so I don't know if spacious would be the right word either. Cozy.
Right.
Cozy.
Cozy, okay. Yeah. So kind of a cozy vibe to it. Not like, you know, not too empty, not too, like, boisterous.
Yeah, like, if you step outside, it becomes a little bit, like, more like a regular city. It's, like, probably a little too much. There's too many stinky gamers around. But, like, in the diner itself, it's, like, a nice break.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
A nice break without logging off, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have an idea for the neighborhood this could be in.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So when you log in, this neighborhood is the default login place. And like there's not much actually here, like straight down from where you appear is the diner. But this hub is kind of, just a sphere that, links to all the other worlds that you can, like transfer over to.
You did say straight okay. down, which does make me think we're like coming in on a bus, like Fortnite. I think that's maybe what happens, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was thinking, like, I was actually thinking, like the center of it is 0G, but the, like, if you go to the edge, you can, like, stand anywhere and, like, it's always down.
But, oh, like, okay.
The default orientation, the diner is straight down.
It's like the mall.
Yeah, it's like the south pole of the interior of this sphere.
It's like
we've got like a little bit of a Dyson sphere situation. If Dyson spheres were tiny and had a diner,
yeah, essentially, and did not have a sun at the center.
One description: spherical.
So what are we naming this funny sphere?
Snowball.
God, I would have just called it the hub.
That works. Mm-hmm. I was just like snowball because I'm looking at my snowball microphone and it's you round. Know?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling it Snowball Hub.
Mm-hmm.
People who live there are called ballers.
God.
Oh!
Oh, God. Good. I want to say that this location is sponsored by Blue.
Yes.
It's unfortunate because a lot of people probably don't use Blue microphones to stream, but they are sponsoring it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to sell microphones to streamers, at least the ones who are in full dive, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Look, maybe Blue makes other things now, too. So that's another idea. What if each of the neighborhoods is sponsored by someone?
Oh, God. It's just like the fucking cop post. Oh my God, there's this post of like libertarian cops where it's like McDonald's sponsor the police, stop.
Yeah, no God. like here's the thing, this is very cyberpunk and I hear like a VR world type thing and I immediately just go into cyberpunk brain.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
We did make bad people in this world.
That's right.
They have to like thrive.
This entire world centers around fucking Jeremy Rich.
No!
He
is the first thing we created.
Yeah, I know.
He is our cornerstone, and I hate it.
Why did we do this to ourselves? We did this without Emery too.
maybe that's what caused it, doing it without Emery. God, yeah. And then I just put my self-insert persona as being in this world, so oops.
The beautiful thing about Fursona is that they can change, you know? You can, even if you, and I don't mean like you're changing Fursonas, but like, you can have like a character that's your Fursona, and then you can just have it separately.
Uh-huh.
Like a guy.
Yeah.
To represent like you.
I am aware.
Sorry, I was just like, it doesn't have to be like fully.
No, but like that was specifically a self-insert.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like it was intentionally done as a self-insert.
Mine is too, can't you tell?
I don't know.
I'm like half joking, but I'm also half serious because
I'm just over here wondering how your guy would get along with fucking Hyperpop.
Probably just annoyed by them because they don't know anything yet.
Uh-huh.
They're unfortunately a gamer, you see, Izzy.
Uh-huh. The worst type of person.
I've created a new neighborhood entitled the G Fuel Expressway.
Of course.
I think
G Fuel. Now with more lead.
I take back everything negative I said. This was a good idea.
Hell yeah. We're doing it, gamers.
We've convinced her.
Because you came up with the G Fuel Expressway.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is an information superhighway.
Oh, it's not okay.
Connecting various landmarks.
I think it's okay. Got to work like the episode Fairly Odd Parents where he's in the internet. It probably looks like
No, that. I don't.
No, okay, never mind. This is stupid anyway. Picture a highway and picture the internet. That's what you gotta do.
I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with the compass.
Well, you can set the compass for next round.
I don't know how this could be themed to anything else.
You could describe the thing and then we can kind of backtrack. Like, I know that's not how it works, but like...
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be cursed.
That's fine. We have G Fuel Expressway. I think we're already... We're already there, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, so I don't have a name for this because I'm bad at naming things. But it is a place where people who are into cooking and sharing recipes hang out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Before we get too far, I do want to read the description I've written for the G Fuel Expressway.
Oh, yes, okay. Please
this
do.
Is an information superhighway connecting various landmarks. It's kind of redundant since you can just instantly transport to anywhere, but it's great if you want to drive a virtual car which runs on energy drinks.
People love doing
yes.
this. The thing is we're all from the States and people love driving. Yeah. The thing is that they would miss driving if they, like, lived in there.
Yeah, maybe if you go on the G Fuel Expressway, you do get to play, like, a little driving mini game while your next destination loads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's perfect.
All right. Sorry to interrupt. Continue, Izzy.
So yeah, that's the idea I had for, like, the neighborhood, and then a landmark in it. would be the place where, like, people who are just, like, they have no freaking idea how to do anything in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, extremely wholesome, where there are people, like, in a very hand-holdy but kind way, are teaching people how to do, like, the basics of taking care of themselves.
Mmm, like an Adulting 101 type of space.
Yes, but it is, but this is sponsored by Pornhub.
I was just gonna say, like, oh, like a How to Boil Water, sponsored by Pornhub.
I can explain why this is less cursed.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I was thinking about, like, the guy on Pornhub who is, like, one of the most popular video providers, who does not do any porn. He just does very nice videos about stuff like that, how to take care of yourself and do basics of adulting.
Nice. Can we call it the 18 plus adulting zone?
Yes! The adult zone! The adult only adulting zone!
Fuck. Oh man, I'm trying to think of what this compass, I guess it would be like focused on
self-care.
Maybe it could be like related to support.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To be a little bit more
support, but not tech support.
Yeah, life support.
Unless
the other kind of support.
Life support, unless, but not life support.
I mean, a compass can be like as vague or specific as you want. I could, like, for my turn, come up with a tech support NPC. Ooh.
Yes.
You know what? I called the G Fuel Expressway a neighborhood. That makes no sense. It's a location within the Snowball Hub.
Yeah. Snowballin'.
Ballin'.
Fuck it, we ball. So, I guess it's not my turn yet. I'm just getting excited because I have a stupid idea. I'm sorry. Oh, well, it's not stupid. It's actually very nice.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I can just type in the description for the adulting zone.
Because think for like more, since it's like support, I was like, what would you want to learn support, but you're also a gamer learning support? And I'm like, oh, we gotta have a trans corner, you know, we gotta, like, help each other out of being, like, transgender gamers, like, and, like, I feel like that's gotta be a location somewhere. Like, you come for the fucking clothing exchange, you come for, like, the titty exchange, you can just do that. Like, yeah, you can transform yourself, but I feel like there's something nice about, like, a community of, like, bringing them to, like, being able to, like, come to a place and be like, okay, I just got these new boobies from the online store, but I'm making them look like they're kind of all, they're like, they keep coming out of the virtual dress I'm wearing. Please help me somehow. But I don't know what this place would be called. I guess this is a common problem. No one knows what to call anything in this fucking game. I mean, you know, it's low-hanging fruit, but, you know, gamer, was G-A-Y, gamer.
Yeah, I like that. Gamer.
Gamer without the E. It's like Tumblr.
Yeah.
Gamer.
Gamer. And yeah, what do we call this? A sort of a is it like an avatar customization shop? Or
yeah, I guess it would be. I was just thinking like support, like, you know,
yeah,
supporting that you don't just customize your avatar, you like can get help with making all your customizations, like, not interfere with each other. Because, like, mods sometimes interfere, right?
Yeah.
But, like, they can help you out so they don't, like, cancel each other.
Okay, an avatar customization shop with specialists on hand to handle compatibility issues. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have an idea for something, Yimmy?
Yeah, I would like to come up with a an NPC. I think this is probably a guy who hangs out in the Metarose Diner a lot, drinking coffees, smoking cigarettes. Let's see, I'll use heading for characters. Let's see, what is the name of this fucker? Oh, yeah, I know what this character's name is. It is Dot Matrix. I'm sorry.
I love it.
that's a Sicko Shock 2S name, and I'm not apologizing for it.
That's also a character from Reboot.
You know what? Shut up.
It's okay, Emery. I have not seen Reboot, so I know of it, but I.
So yeah, I think she is a IT specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Who handles support tickets for microwave factory users.
Microwave factory is so fucking weird, dude.
I still don't know what it means.
I love it because it's so mysterious.
Can I jam one more thing in here before we leave this one?
Please do.
And I think y'all will like this. You know what gamers need?
Uh huh.
Sometimes they need to go outdoors and touch grass.
Hmm.
Is that true? I mean,
is that true? Absolutely. Do they think so? Probably not.
Which is why they're not actually going outside and touching grass. They're just doing it virtually.
But someone had the perfect idea. So that they can go touch grass. The Green Hill Zone, sponsored by Sega.
I have a terrible image in my head because you were talking about touching grass and a person, and I was like, oh, there's just going to be a person that's made of grass. That's normal. That's a thing that is happening, I guess. People are just touching him. It's fine. He likes it. Who is this man? I don't know. Is this getting too silly? I'm sorry. We can come back to grass, man.
Do we feel like coming up with an event?
Oh.
Quick question about the grass man.
Okay.
You already know what I'm going to say, it sounds like.
Does he smoke weed? Of course he does. He does smoke
weed. Is he the dealer?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Definitely. He's the dealer. What is virtual weed? Probably not a whole... They probably doesn't do a whole lot of stuff to you, but it does exist. And people do claim that it works, like neurotropics. Like, it's very, like, yeah, it works, I guess.
It makes you think and speak in ancient Sumerian.
What?
Don't worry about it.
I don't understand this reference.
I know. Don't worry about it.
I hope someone appreciates it, because I don't know what that means.
Yeah, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, they'll appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll just go over everyone's heads, and it doesn't matter.
I love making jokes.
Yeah, I've read Snow Crash. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have added the Grass Man.
Thank God. I'm going to develop
as a resident. As a resident of the Green Hill Zone, sponsored by Sega.
Uh-huh.
He just blends in sometimes. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's just laying down because he kind of had too much, like, e-weed. I guess electronic weed would just be vaping, huh?
He got high on his own supply?
He loves getting high on his own supply. Are you kidding? He's like, it's fine. It won't kill me.
But if you die in the game, you die in real life. This is the microwave factory.
So true. Actually, we have not established that. I said so true, like it was true, and it's not true. We did establish that Jeremy Rich has the microwave headset, but nobody else seems to yet.
Okay, good.
I think maybe, like, microwave headsets are, like, widely available on the market. I think, like, most people don't buy them because they're, like, they're kind of just, like, overpriced for the feet, you know, for the specs, you know.
I was gonna ask, are they more expensive or cheaper?
I think they're more expensive.
Oh, no, they're more expensive. Like, you're paying, like...
You're paying to die in the game. That's
what you're paying... Not only that, just, like, you know, that sort of microwave feature, like, it kind of, like, raises the whole asking price, you know. You're not just paying for the microwave feature, you're paying for, like, you know, the sort of, the prestige that comes with it. And, you know, if you're doing that, then, you know, you're just, like, spending a lot of money and getting, like, a rig with average stats. So, like, what's the fucking point? Mm-hmm. Unless you want to die, in which case, you know... Go for it, girl.
I think this is a commentary on the Cybertruck.
Yes.
I fucking love that they apparently cheaped out and it's not real. Well, it's technically stainless steel because it has the minimum content of chromium to be classified as stainless steel, but it is not corrosion resistant, so that shit's already rusting all over the place.
Yeah, people dye them knowing very well they're gonna probably die in them. Did I say die twice? Whatever.
Yes.
Buy them.
Okay. I've just added a slight modification to the G Fuel Expressway. Now instead of driving a virtual car, you drive a virtual Cybertruck.
Oh,
and you know what?
No. I think
they're probably safer, honestly, if it's virtual.
Yeah, I think we can, you know, I'm having an idea for an event. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what if there was an event on the G Fuel Expressway called the Cybertruck Death Drive?
No.
Go on.
I think it's an event sponsored by X.com and Tesla, where,
where
all participants are wearing the microwave headsets that kill you.
No!
Yes?
Pause. Hold up. I have a request about our shared universe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Can we please firmly establish that Elon Musk does not exist inside this universe?
Oh, yeah, he was killed off screen.
Yeah.
It's just still called X because, I don't know.
Okay.
Someone paid for it to keep being called X, even after his death, post-mortem.
Oh, I was hoping that he just never existed.
Oh, we could do that, too. Whatever.
I want to make the world a better place.
Maybe X is just something else, you know, like there's X and Tesla, but they're just something else. And there's still like a Twitter for some reason, and it still sucks, right? Like it's still bad, but it's also separate from X, but it's also so this Tesla X place is still exists, and it still has a lot of the same stuff so that they can have the Cybertruck Death Drive. So that you die. What were you saying? They all have microwave. Headsets.
Yeah, all participants are using the microwave headsets.
God damn it!
I think everybody knows this already, but Morg, just so that it sounds slightly less insane, In that anime, they didn't just jam a microwave in there. It's actually the Wi-Fi of it. They just dump all of the electricity into the Wi-Fi and overload it.
I saw the first episode, so I did see what the headsets look like, and they don't look like a microwave. But I do want to just keep calling them the microwave headsets.
I want to clarify that, like, be fair and say it's like it's not as insane as I made it sound.
Someone actually loves to just like quote that fact. Like, everyone calls them microwave headsets in the universe, but they're like, actually, it's the Wi-Fi. And it's like, come on, man. We're just calling it the microwave headset. Shut up. I don't mean it, Izzy. I'm glad you did, like, but I'm saying, like, in universe, people are like, shut up.
Oh, no. I mean, also, Izzy, shut up is perfectly fair.
I appreciate you, Izzy.
No, this episode is 70% tangents created by me.
No, I think we've actually established a lot. Like, I know it sounds like ridiculous shit, but our world is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, we've played a couple rounds. We're at an hour. Do we want to call it there? Like, not to say that we can't add more to this incredible world building document, but you know,
maybe like a future episode. You know.
Yeah. We can always continue this with part two. Maybe get Elvira in the mix.
Yeah.
To further fuel our chaos.
Yeah, so we're not just like doing something without Elvira there, like making them become the water part of the robot without telling them. No, I'm totally joking.
Morg, I did try to talk to you about it and you didn't respond to me.
I didn't understand what you were saying until I listened to the episode. I didn't know what that meant. I was like, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Well, I would have explained if you would have responded.
I'm sorry. No, I like it anyway. I wanted to say on voice that, like, I do know about my role in the robot.
Look, it lets you have the element that is closest to being Venom, so I thought you'd like it.
So true.
Just to sort of wrap this up, do we want to, like, fully go through the event of the Cybertruck Death Drive? When you do an event, each player, one at a time, takes on a voice of the city, basically sort of, like, embodying a viewpoint, whether it be, like, a single person, like, you know, a bunch of people in an area, or even something kind of, like, more abstract, just, like, I don't know,
public, like, opinion.
Yeah. So then you either ask a question, state an opinion, or show a consequence. And the event, make sure to, like, alter the city as the result of the event.
Thank you for explaining that on air.
You're welcome.
Changes the city in some way. I mean, I guess a lot of people dying would change the city.
Probably.
Is it something where, like, everyone who participates, if you don't win, you die? Or is it like, oh, you're participating and you could die?
Yeah, I think it's you could die. Like, only if you, like, fucking crash your car real bad or something, which is really easy in the Cybertruck.
Yeah,
those control arms just like to crack in half.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, you said we all go around. Sorry, I keep jumping the gun.
Yeah, this is a very, very informal session of the game, because, like, we only have less than an hour, but less than that because of tangents. So, you know, we're just doing what we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just doing what we feel like.
Yeah. Like, I think that there's just every time they hold this, there are protests.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Not much of an idea, but makes sense.
Yeah, so is the opinion you're stating the Cybertruck Death Drive should be abolished?
Yes. What I can do to make it a little more interesting is this protest is always sparsely populated. You would think more people would be against a death game.
Yeah, you know what? Fair.
I think I'm picturing, even though no one would know them because they're not in their VTuber situation, Ibex just being there. And they're not, like, protesting normally, like, stop this or whatever. They're just saying, like, drive better. Learn to drive. And they can't drive? Like, I'm saying that, like... And no one, like, all the other protesters are, like, just kind of are, like... Oh my god, there's not enough of us here. We have to, like, deal with this fucker.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Do you think they ever crash into, like, important landmarks?
It's entirely possible.
Very sad. Maybe that's what Ibex is protesting.
How many times have they had to rebuild the diner after this?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I would like to take on the voice of Gamer and show a consequence. I think the consequence is, like, they, you know, after each death drive, they definitely have, like, a few emergency cases where they just kind of, like, have to shut down the whole store for a couple of days, because a Cybertruck has clipped into one, the avatar of a bystander, and they need to extract it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
It doesn't even, like, usually kill the avatar person unless they also
microwave thing. Yeah, it just clips into them.
Yeah.
No, it's given them a fate worse than death.
Having to look like a Cybertruck.
Yeah, being forced to be inside of a Cybertruck against your will.
Oof.
That's right.
So we have protests, we have Gamer shuts down, and then I pick something? Is that how... Like, I guess I kind of put my character in, but, like, that was kind of an offhand thing.
You can ask a question, state an opinion, or show a consequence.
Do all the neighborhoods try to bring someone from their place? Because I'm imagining Sonic in the race. Right, from Green Hill Zone. But, like, would he be in a Cybertruck? Would he just be racing beside the cart? Yeah, he would probably be in a... So this is kind of a... I guess this is me asking a question. Would all the neighborhoods bring... a guy to participate.
Gosh.
I know we don't have a, like, all, like, we only have, like, three? I guess three, yeah. We only have three at the moment, but.
Oh god. Now I'm just, like, imagining, maybe it's not, like, the neighborhoods, but, like, the brands are all, like, sending someone to participate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Sega.
Like, Puma,
Yeah,
uh-huh. Like, you're right. Blue Microphones sends, like, a Yeti character. Uh-huh. Like...
Good.
Oh, they are bitter rivals of the Yeti.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like the t-shirt company?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Great.
And, like...
Yeah, things get heated between those two every year.
Isn't there a character named Sonic Man? What if it's Sonic Man?
Oh, I like that.
Instead of regular Sonic.
That's good.
Yeah.
From
06?
From
06.
Right? Or 2? Was it one of the adventure games, or was it 06?
Maybe he is from... Yo, he is from 06. I was thinking of, of the Werehog one.
Oh. Right, yeah.
And I was wrong, because he is in 06.
Mm-hmm.
I only know that because I've watched a speed run of 06. Uh-huh.
That's fun.
There's also a video game character by the name of Sonic Blast Man.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
What's the difference?
Sonic Blast Man is the racer that's sponsored by Pornhub.
God damn it. Actually, this year Pornhub is having what was it, Chun-Li, who was the most fucking
oh boy. Yes. Chun-Li from Fortnite.
Did I say Chun-Li? Wow, I just can't speak. I'm sorry.
I mean, you might have said it correctly and I said it wrong.
Either way.
I don't know.
Yeah, our favorite character from Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
Except it's the Pornhub character for some reason. It's hard to explain.
All right, let's wrap this episode
so
up.
Stupid. Uh-huh.
What are our plugs?
I guess you can find me, but I don't know if you should find me because I'm just saying stupid shit about Chun-Li. You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Tumblr and Blue Sky. You can find me at Gengar on Co-Host. You can find me on my other podcast, The Sonic Hustle, a complete and holistic Sonic lore podcast. We haven't made it to Sonic 06 yet, which is why I was a little bit frazzled about Sonic Man. I just know he exists.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's pretty much where you can find me.
I'm on a podcast called We Write Queerbait, where we explore the blurry line between homie and homo. I'm also on an upcoming audio trauma pilot. News forthcoming. Look out for that. I'm also on for Affinity with the username Space Robot. I'm doing commissions and stuff. I'm also on a funny LP of the game Small Saga, created by friend of the show Dan. That's it for me.
I'm Izzy, and I'm nowhere except our Discord. It's in the show notes. Come on by if you want to talk to me. But after this episode, what's wrong with you? Why would you want to be around me after hearing this?
No, it's good. This is a good episode.
It's good.
It was. It was a good episode. I'm very glad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew we'd. I thought we'd have a good time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can find us on noisebase.xyz. You can find us on Tumblr and Co-Host at Check Out the Sky.
Hey, maybe we should go to the Green Hill Zone and touch grass.
Yeah, maybe that would help.
It's quite possible. I'm going to get in my Cybertruck and drive on over there.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.